This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden is framing November's midterm elections as part of a battle for America's soul, warning of threats from Donald Trump and his backers. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a primetime address from Philadelphia's Independence Hall,
sacred ground in America,
the president put it in stark terms.
Equality and democracy are under assault,
saying Republicans who support his predecessor's Make America Great Again philosophy are trying to take the nation backwards, and it won't happen on his watch.
That is the work of my presidency.
And while the president urged Americans of all ideologies to work with him, top House Republican Kevin McCarthy said earlier, if anybody's attacked the country's foundations, it's the president.
His policies have severely wounded America's soul.
Other Republicans accused him of dividing the nation by going after political opponents. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A team of UN experts has visited Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant, now in the hands of Russia. AP Washington correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
Russian and Ukrainian news agencies say IAEA chief Rafael Grossi left the plant after a few hours of work there. Grossi telling reporters his team had collected important information and will continue its analysis. The key thing that I wanted to see, I saw, he said, adding that the group would stay nearby to speak further with residents. Grossi added, for me, the work begins now. We conducted an initial assessment. We see the dedicated work of the station staff and management. Despite, he says, a difficult situation and circumstances, they're very professional in their work. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. The Biden administration called on China to immediately cease atrocities against Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities following a long-delayed report by the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, concluding that the treatment of minorities in China's Xinjiang province may constitute crimes against humanity. Beijing, which for months had sought to delay the UN report, denounced it on Thursday in a video statement. China's ambassador to the UN called the report a fabricated lie. A Washington AP correspondent, Ben Thomas, reports a federal judge has appeared to give a boost to former President Trump's hope for appointing an outside legal expert to review government records by the FBI. We get more on that story right now.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon did not immediately issue a ruling, but appeared to give a boost to Trump's hopes for appointing a special master. His lawyers argue it's necessary to allow highly personal information to be separated out, along with anything else protected by attorney-client or executive privilege. The Justice Department counters it's already identified materials that could contain such information. The presidential documents do not belong to Trump now that he's left office, and the appointment of a special master could delay the investigation. The judge questioned those arguments, asking, ultimately, what's the harm? I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. health advisors are endorsing new COVID-19 boosters that target today's most common Omicron strands. The tweak shots made by Pfizer and rival Moderna contain half the regular vaccine and half protection against the BA4 and BA5 Omicron versions. It's not clear just how much more protection the extra shot will bring because the exact recipe hasn't finished human testing. But advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention concluded Thursday it's the best option ahead of an unexpected winter surge. The CDC must agree before shots begin. And officials in the U.S. state of Mississippi set up an emergency distribution center for handouts of water and hand sanitizers Thursday in the capital city of Jackson as efforts to restore a flood-impaired, long-troubled water system continued. Jackson residents were already under a boiled water odor before flooding from the Pearl River exacerbated long-standing problems at one of the city's two water treatment plants. Officials say they made progress overnight, refilling tanks, treating water, increasing pressure at one of the plants. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.